first, congratulations are in order. Who do you think I need to congratulate today? Whoa, Luke.
Sig's baptism.
Sig, congratulations. And who else? Caitlin. William. Let's give William and Sig a round of applause. William and Sig on Sunday morning were baptized. William, what was your favorite part?
Getting water
dumped on your head. That's right. That is the best part. That's where the actual sacrament takes place. Sig, what was your favorite part? The same. Good for you guys. You'll both be good priests someday. All right, Sig. You notice as we came in, we're celebrating this as our last school mass during the month of May, the month of Mary. And I know you students crowned Mary at school, but I wasn't there. So we're going to crown Mary again if you're at church today. Sig, why don't you come up and just put the crown on Mary at this time, okay? Go ahead, go up there. We had William carry Mary in because our other statue, we didn't want to risk having a ladder. And so William got to bring Mary in, and now Sig will crown Mary. Excellent work. Okay, here's a question. Why do we crown Mary? Olivia.
Because she's the mother of God.
She's the mother of God. Very good. That's perfect. Great answer. Why else? When we think of crowns, who do we think of usually? Grace.
Jesus.
Really?
If I just say the word crown, what do you think of right away? Do you really think of Jesus? He did wear a crown of thorns. That's good, Grace. I'll give you that. Who else? Like, just in general. Who wears crowns in our world today? Where's a crown? Who wears a crown? Vianna. Mary does, yes. Excellent. How about in our world today? I know you've seen like the movies with the boys or the say like Aladdin and Jasmine or who is it? Was this? What was the ice one? Frozen, is that right? There might have been somebody like this in Frozen. Olivia?
Kings and queens.
Yeah, kings and queens. Was there a king or queen in Frozen? Was there? And what did the queen wear?
Crown.
Crown, right? So Mary, she's a queen. Why is Mary a queen? Olivia, you kind of had it right. She's the mother of God. But I want you to know something really cool. Because who's the king, right? There's a question. Who's the king? Luke. Jesus is the king. Okay, but Mary is Jesus' mom. Aren't kings and queens usually married to each other?
Yeah.
Right? So, but Jesus, Mary is Jesus' mother. Why is that? I thought kings and queens were married to each other. Well, here, I'll tell you why. This is a tough one. In the Old Testament, the queen was always the mother of the king. It's pretty cool. It worked a lot different than what we know of as kings and queens, like in Frozen. I haven't seen it, so I don't know if they fall in love and they get married and they smooch and all that gross stuff. But in the Old Testament, the queen is the mom of the king. One last little quote here. I gotta find my pocket in my mouth. These are always tricky. All right, somebody tell me what this is. What is this? Jojo. Rosary. All right. Now the rosary, we've been learning a little bit about, I'm sure, has prayers. What are the main prayers of the rosary? Somebody I haven't called on yet. Ethan, you know? Prayers of the rosary? Caitlin? Hail Marys. Yeah, the Hail Marys, the one we pray the most. William?
Our Father.
William's a pro with the rosary. It's great. So we offer these prayers, okay? Now, here's a question. Are we praying to Mary? Sometimes people will say to me, why do you Catholics pray to Mary? Are we praying to Mary with the rosary? What do you think? Carly, do you think we pray to Mary? Kind of. We pray to Jesus. We pray to God. We ask Mary to pray for us. We don't actually pray to her. We ask her to pray for us. Now, the last mystery of the rosary, do you know what it is? The last glorious mystery. William, do you know this one? If I had money on you, I'd give you this if you knew this. The fifth glorious mystery, do you know what it is? Can't remember. It's the crowning of Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth. Okay, so that's why Mary put a crown on her. Did it at school. We did a simple crowning of Mary today because Mary is the Queen. And that's the very last mystery of the Rosary because she is God's mother. So let's stand and we'll ask Mary and all of our saints to pray for us as we offer our prayers to God the Father.